When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Let's talk.
And it's the time of this show that we do this.
Life, don't talk to me about life.
Which is bringing his own peculiar and particular view of the world in general as it pertains to Mr. Grumpy, my international man of mystery who's obviously on a mission. Are you receiving me? Are you receiving me, Michael?
I'm receiving you loud and clear.
Marvellous. And are you in a secret location somewhere, in a hideout somewhere?
I'm in a secret location in Chigwell, Essex. Oops. I've given it away. I'm in Essex, Chigwell in Essex. I'm being back to me roots.
Has the Paseo finally got too much for you then, and you've just fled? You've fled to sort of warmer climes.
No, I had to come and see some friends, and I'm not staying here much longer than I have to.
So when was the last time you were in the old country, Grumps? And is your heart full of joy? Are you yearning to return and gamble through the fields for which you gambled when you were a child?
No. No, I mean, absolutely not. I was last here in March for a couple of days with Patty. And we did our anniversary at the Savoy Hotel where we first met, which was very romantic. But apart from that, no, I keep away as much as I can. It's not the place that I used to live. I mean, you know, I've literally come back to where I was living. I mean, you know, a few hundred metres down the road is actually where I lived. And it's unrecognisable. Unrecognisable. And not in a good way.
Okay, well, let's move swiftly on before the thought police come bashing through the door and whisk you off. What has been, and if you want to, by the way, if you want to get involved with the Grump, send me a WhatsApp because he won't be able to hear you because obviously we keep this encrypted just in case Big Brother is watching him. So these are indeed the numbers to get in contact with us.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
So I see that you have been once again surfing bravely surfing that World Wide Web thing, and you're having a go against algorithms again, are you? Tell me about why you've got a beef against algorithms this week.
Well, algorithms are these things that they collect random information of what you're putting in, and then they decide and suggest all these things that they think you're interested in. So you might have done a Google search on, I don't know, laundry baskets, and then for the next month you get everything to do with a laundry basket comes up on your feed. And I tried an experiment of lying to Google, right, making out I was interested in like Bentleys and sports cars and then, you know, holidays in Barbados and, you know. All
but that is what, but that is what you're interested in, isn't it? Holidaying in Barbados, for example, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not, it's, I am interested in it, but I never Googled it. It's not saying, I'm always Googling about, you know, what happened to Barbara Windsor's first husband or, you know, just random things. And then I started getting information about the whole cast of EastEnders. It's just everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's like you walk past and say, I'm starving, I could fancy a hamburger. And then you get him WhatsApps and emails, and your feed comes up all the time on Instagram. It'd be hamburgers and everything. It must happen to you.
It did not. In the summer, I went swimming and I got a blocked ear, and I stupidly put on a WhatsApp group to which our great chairman said, you know, clean your ears out, boy. But for the next 2 months, I had miracle ear cleaning and, you know, knock the wax out of your ears, which obviously took a brain cell or two at the same time.
No, yeah, but, you know, we've got this hedge that blocks the window of one of our apartments, right? And I mistakenly put in, you know, how do I trim a bush, right? Oh. And that was chaos.
Moving swiftly onwards, yes. Which is strange because all I ever used to get was like literally before the invasion, Russian brides, offers of Russian marriage, and gay cruises. So I'd work that one out.
Yeah, but I get all this like older women in your area. Now, I've got an older woman in my area. Well, you know, I'm very happy with her. Thanks very much. I don't need one from the internet.
So,
I lost you.
Hey, sorry. No, I'm still here. I'm just choking on that first comment. Don't worry about that. blimey. So, what? I mean, so. How are you hoping? So basically, don't use the Google then to look for anything. Or do you think it's listening to you? What is the?
No, you can go on incognito. It doesn't hold all the information, and then I clear all the history and all the the searches for. Because when I'm watching TV and I look at someone and then I try and remember what film they were in before, so then I type that in and then. I get things about film history and things like that. Yeah. You know, you'll see an actor and think, where do I know him from? And then I mistakenly put all the information there. And then, but at the end of like every week or so, I just clear all the data out. And if I want to look for a particular product, I do it incognito. The same as what I do is when I'm checking for flights, because every time I go back in to look at the flight, it goes up 10 euros.
Yeah,
or something.
And also, the thing is, if you do click on one of these things, then you keep getting information sent to you by other companies, and it is the devil incarnate to try and work out how you unsubscribe from them.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm scared to click on the unsubscribe because I think that just signs you up for it somewhere else. I mean, be careful what you wish for. You know, everyone thought the internet was going to be a great idea, and in certain respects, it is. I mean, with Grok and Chat GPT, whatever it is, you know, you can do anything now. I mean, you can't believe any video or photograph that you see. All these little cute baby things that you used to see, like with a dog and everything, you know, now they're AI. So, and of course, they never finish. You know, for part two, look in, you know, comments, and it's never there. And then that takes you down another rabbit hole and off you go. So it's just...
The other day on social media, Grumps, I put a picture, I found an old picture, a passport photograph of myself in 1986, okay? Imagine that, full George Michael hair, me, okay? And I posted it on social media. I know you're laughing already. And I posted it on social media, and then somebody AI'd it. So there was literally a 30-second clip of me talking and running my fingers through my hair, going, I love my hair. I spent half an hour weeping for my lost follicles.
Right. Well, you know, I rest my case. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, again, it's sort of going on to, I'm trying to book a flight I booked a hotel through one of the big companies, and you can't get in. You're trying to find anywhere to contact a human is almost impossible. I mean, I booked a flight, and I came Ryanair. You know my feelings about Ryanair, but I've
warm and tender feelings you have to Ryanair, don't you? Let's face it.
Yeah, but it's the thing is, if you do as you're told, right? If you go along with all their little rules, it's actually quite painless. As long, you know, if you've got a 20-kilo suitcase, don't bring 21.
Yeah.
You know, just do as you're told. But then they're still trying to upsell you. Because I'm only special assistance, I don't have to pay for a seat, for instance. I'm allocated a seat. There was a couple that were waiting to board with us, also in the wheelchair, used the wheelchair. But they pay priority, which is offered to you, which means you can take two cases on, you board first. You pay for your seats, blah, blah, blah. So they've booked row two. They paid to get their suitcases on that they could put in the overhead locker. And they paid extra for priority booking. But what they don't realise is Ryanair from Malaga loads you on either from a bus or you walk, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't go down the air bridge.
Of course.
So they're now waiting in a queue. They've gone on last. They've paid to go on first, right? The seats they've been allocated is 38. They've paid for row two. So now they've got to walk from the back of the plane to the front of the plane because they paid for it. And there was no room in the overhead locker because the people that got on the first at the front first have loaded it all up. So everything they paid for extra, Ryanair, they didn't get. But at no stage, because I was talking to them, at no stage did Ryanair say, by the way, you don't have to book your seats in the front because we allocate them to you, which is very nice. So it's just one rip off after another.
Yeah,
but I got to the hotel.
Yeah.
Right, paid for an upgrade. The shower don't work. I mean, you know.
Well, you want water in your shower as well, Senka?
I've got water, but it's so hot. Right, so the guy's come up and he's with a screwdriver and he's trying to adjust it. He said, well, I think this should be all right for you for the morning. But then it was so cold. Just these things. And also in the room, there's not a drawer in the room. There's no drawer in nowhere.
What do you mean there's no drawer?
There is only shelves, open plan shelves in the thing. So, like, we're here for it's okay, I guess, if you're staying overnight, but if you're here for a week or 10 days like we are, you know, I need a drawer for my drawers.
Ah, yeah, but I know why that's your health and safety. You might get your fingers trapped in the drawer and then you would, you know, because you might do something silly and therefore you would be entitled to compensation. Maybe that's the thing, Mike.
No, they're just the people that design these rooms don't stay in them. You know, some cool dude in an office, in an architect's office going, yeah, man, we can have this open plan and that would be lovely. And, you know, yeah, that doesn't matter if all your clothes are on display, everything, nowhere to put your pills, nowhere to put anything private, you know.
How's the central heating there? Is it the sort of knock you over when you come in central heating? Because I always find...
No, the central heating doesn't work. I've just had the guy come in because the radiator in the bathroom, the hot towels, doesn't work. So I looked at him, I said, well, what's this on the wall here? I said, you've got a thermostat. He said, no. He said, we're waiting for council submission to connect it up. The neighbours have complained they don't want all the air conditioning units outside. So we've got air conditioning. It looks great, but you can't turn it on. So they've got heaters. They've got electric heaters plugged under the...
You'll probably turn it on with such force that it will blow your socks off the open drawer, Mike.
No, but I mean, like, the girl that I'm in first name terms of the girl in reception, right? And as I go down, and she actually hid under the desk as I came down. She actually hid under the desk.
Now you mentioned your pillbox there, or you know, amongst your private bits and pieces. We won't go into exactly what you've got in there, but there is the. I mean, once you actually get the top off, some of these.
No, it's not the top. It's look. I shall give you some. Look, here's one of my many.
He's showing us a listeners. There's an apothecary going on here. Yes, indeed.
I mean, would you tell me when to stop?
Are you Ben Johnson? Go on.
When you call Cracker Jack, I'm still got bottles. Right, and there's the needles that I have to inject myself with every night. now, what it is, you take the strip of tablets out, and then you try and put it back in again, but you can't get it back in because of the instructions, which nobody reads.
Right.
Right. So this metally type thing that the pills is bending. It's just annoying. And then I take out this encyclopedia of things that these pills can do. Don't read it. I'm telling you now, don't ever read what your pills will do to you in case, because the side effects are horrendous. I remember years ago we did one on the show for something that stopped smoking, and I think one of the side effects can cause death.
That's a side effect, isn't it? I mean, all the side effects...
One of the side effects is you can die. Yeah, I think I'll carry on smoking. I'll take my chances. But I just wonder, you should just have a thing on there. Like, if you want to know what these tablets do, Google it. You don't need this great big packet of...
But if you Google it, then you'll get loads of adverts, like we said, in the algorithm for even more tablets, surely.
Probably, but this is the world getting back at you.
Mm. You know that I house sit and look after people's houses, right? One of the people that I look after...
Is that what they call burglars?
That's what they call squatting these days. I call it elegant squatting and getting to know people. Right. But one of their daughters is a gymnast, right? She's a really good... She was in the Spanish national team, the whole bit. And I had a bit of a headache, and they said, don't worry, just go to the medicine cabinet. And you know how most people have got, like, I don't know... ibuprofen, a few plasters. Honestly, this thing, I was terrified of what I could have possibly taken. So I actually did go through, because they had some heavy duty stopper charging rhino painkillers, because if she falls off the parallel bars or whatever. But yeah, put the...
I took three suspicious ones and did a headstand.
Yeah, and woke up in Tangier. Yeah, exactly. In a tutu. Not the first time, won't be the last.
Yeah, but then going on with the medicine thing, I went to see a few doctors lately, just having checkups every now and again, and I had to renew my blue badge. And a new terrifying thing has happened, which is they give you a blue badge for 5 years, right? And then you have to apply for it again. This one they've given me for is permanent. So what they're saying is, don't bother to come back. We've checked your age. Don't bother to come back in 5 years, because we don't waste it. You know, just keep this one till you're gone, right? And then I went to another doctor, another test. He said, I have this test every year. He said, well, come back in 5 years. And he looked again. He said, well, no, sir, just let us know if you're okay. Don't bother to make another appointment, because you'll be checking out soon. Ridiculous. I mean, I had to go to the cardiologist just to have another checkup. And he said that it's everything's, you've got a bit of a tear in somewhere around the aorta thing. He said, but that probably won't kill you. I said, mean, probably. Well, he said, he said, at your age, it'll probably be something else. And I'm going, I've come out of there and I think, I've made all these appointments, and they don't ever want to see me again.
Well, it's like Michael Caine used to say about, his age, and he said, when his friends of his, passed to the great event, and they said, he's had a good innings. And Michael Caine always says, listen, I've only just got to the crease and I'm warming up nicely.
Yeah. You just reminded me of a lovely Michael Caine story that he told, he used to tell, about when he met John Wayne. Do you know the story?
No. Please tell.
Right. He met John Wayne when he was a young actor, just making it, and John Wayne gave him some. He said, I'm going to give you one bit of advice. And Michael Caine said, yeah, what's that? He said, never wear suede shoes. And he said, well, why? He said, because one day you'll become famous and you'll go into a men's room and you'll be standing next to somebody and they'll turn around and go, are you Michael Caine?
And pee on your shoes.
And, he said, that's why you must never wear suede shoes. Just a little aside.
Genius. What about, I've had this problem recently. My own card won't work in my own bank and my app won't talk to me. And so I'm having to go to these, like, you know, we'll give you some money, but we'll come around and fleece you for it later because at least they accept my card. How's yours doing?
No, I do all right, but it's when it goes to a third party payment collection. So, like, I've booked a hotel, and I've got an account with the company that I book regularly with. If I go anywhere, but then that, for some reason the hotel goes to a third party booking, so the bank doesn't like that because you're registered with it, and they're trying to send it to another direction. But the big problem is that I've booked with the company and I've taken the thing of free cancellation. So I don't pay till 2 days or the day that I arrive. But then I start getting WhatsApps and emails from the company with the booking reference.
Right.
Right. With the dates that I'm staying and the amount that I'll be meant to pay, which is, you know, quite considerable because I'm here for like 10 days. And I looked at it and I said, but they want me to pay now. They said there's a problem with the payment, which I know there can't be. So can you just double check it and pay it now, which is like a week or 10 days before I'm actually going away. And it turns out to be another scam. And yeah. It's happening every time. Like, I book a car with Hertz. They come back with all the details, one in payment or one in something. And I just don't know, how are they getting into this? How do they get all my information from? I mean, it actually comes up. I'm going to say the name of the company, booking.com.
Yeah.
It comes up on my message with their heading and their logo. It's not like a mystery number. And even when you look at it, until you dig deeper and look at the IP address or the proper email address, is that you realise that it's a scam. And they can't do anything about it. I phone book, I said, what's happening? He said, the leak is not coming from us. The leak is coming from the hotel because the hotel securities systems are so bad that they're getting information from people asking information about this order, and some kid in an office is just giving them the information. Not maliciously. It's just that they've worked out a way of getting the information from the hotel of who's registered and who's not.
Yeah, I did an interview the other week, which will be playing out in the next couple of weeks, from the head of the FBI cybersecurity, and it was actually quite frightening, the way that, you know, if you've got a hotel and people don't realise what a massive thing this is, and you will receive, I mean, basically he said, if you get a text message on your phone, it's a scam, basically, because, I mean, it might look like it's from whatever company it is, it might have all the logos, but actually,
I've got one from the DGT, for a fine for like speeding, and I said like, that wasn't even in the country that day.
Yeah, I mentioned that thing about DGT, and he said it's all coming out of one massive Chinese gang. So there you go, Mike. So now you know,
right?
So
yeah. Motor cars. We got time.
Yeah, we've got time for a quick blast. How's the motor going, Mike?
My car's going fine. But I just had a flashback the other day. When I was here, I met up with some of my old. Every Thursday, they have an old boys' meeting in a local coffee shop, and I joined them yesterday. For a coffee, and we got talking, but something about something which I wanted to talk about anyway, about the difference in cars, because. Yeah, my car now, I only have to touch the handle and it opens. There is no ignition key. It's in my pocket and there's no thing to turn it over. We've talked about all the flashing lights and everything. But it just took me back to when I had my car, my first car, especially being in England, is that I'd go out on a morning, a cold morning, and I'd sit in the car, and I'd pump the accelerator a couple of times, pull out the choke, not too far, right? Because you don't want to flood it, right? And then you turn it over, and it'll turn over once or twice, and then you get the dreaded click, right? Where, oh, I don't know, and up goes the bonnet, wife letter or a hammer onto the starter mode, so tap that a few times, and then you're off to ready to go. And then like on your journey, just make sure the wife's got an extra pair of tights with a fan belt.
And everybody had a Halfords or a Halfords guide, because you could do things like change the lights without having to call in roadside assistance. I tried to change the battery on the Citroen the other day. You know, you need a degree in nuclear science to even find the leading thing.
Yeah, but the cars actually have fan belts. Oh, and if a leaky radiator, just make sure you've got some porridge with you.
for the side of the... Yeah, but I'm absolutely with you on that one, because it's now designed that you, as a normal... Because this was a thing. Sunday, you'd tinker with the car, wouldn't you? But now...
Yeah.
You can't tinker with the car.
I mean, now, if Patty and I are both in the car at the same time, the computer system is fighting about over whose telephone to connect. Right. Can you imagine having a telephone? When I drove, the telephone was in the hall on a table, right, with a party line.
Well, I mean,
if the car, our cars now do anything, that you can't flip up the bonnet and have a look, because it's got to be tuned into the computer. Do you remember, don't drive over 30 miles an hour with your new car, because you're running it in.
Running the car in, exactly. Yeah.
Please overtake running in was a sign on the back of your car.
I'm just laughing about the game, bringing the choke out and the whole thing, because that takes me back to my grandmother's Mini, where I first learned to drive with the choke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was...
For the first 10,000 miles, you mustn't go over 35 miles an hour. Right now, I didn't have my first service of the car for 2 years. I've had the car 2 years, and they only just sent me a thing saying you might be due for a service.
We've had a WhatsApp in saying, I wonder if you've tried any of these new capsules called old gitamine, anti-miserable old git capsules. Have you heard about such a thing?
No.
Right,
not for me, mate. Then for me, that taking happy pills—that's like having a drug. That's like something. I'm past miserable.
You've sailed past it. I've got to drop an ad break in, and we're almost out of time. So have a wonderful. When are you back, my darling?
We only bought a one way ticket. Hoping to see some friends that are not too well. So probably the beginning of December.
All right. Well, just in time for the festive season, where we can spread our cheer amongst the...
You know what you can do with your festive season, don't you?
Yes. Ding my dong merrily on high at it, presumably, Mike.
Right. Right, and if you find out any information about trimming bushes, let me know, will you?
I will absolutely. I'm going to have to delete. I'm going to have to delete my browser history once more. International man of mystery, Mike Senker. Thank you so much for your time today.
God bless. Speak to you soon.